Yeah. She starts yelling, run. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Proverbs 20:27, please. Talking about the spirit of man. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of man is the what?
Candle of the Lord.
Candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. The spirit of man. The spirit of man, that's our spirit man. They call it also the heart. It's who we are, right? Amen. It's us. Amen. So, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this morning. Not what I'd have, Father God, but what you would have not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. I thank you for light, illumination, revelation from your word this morning. I thank you we don't come to the word with an attitude of I know it, but we come with a teachable heart, Father God, with an open mind. And an open heart to receive from the word things that you would have for us. I thank you, Father God, for light, illumination, and revelation from the word of God like we've never seen here before. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this morning that you would have for us. And I thank you, and we receive this, Father God, by faith right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. 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 Turn over to Romans 8, please, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what?
Sons of God.
They are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. For as many. Turn over to Luke real fast, please. Amen. Turn over to Psalms 91. Actually, go to Luke first. Luke 1. Luke 1, let's read 37. Pull up the Amplified, please. For with God, what?
Nothing is impossible.
And no word. No word from God. It doesn't say no word from your spouse. It doesn't say no word from your job. It doesn't say no word from your doctor. Who does it say? And that's what we have to base our life off of right there. No word from God. And so whenever, if you're having symptoms or things are going on in your bank account and they come and tell you, well, we can't do this. Well, is that from them or from God?
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So if I say, okay, and I receive what they just said, now that's a part of my life now.
Yes,
now I just received it.
Yes.
That's thank you. That's mine now. But if I say, you know what, you are a doctor, I'm not going to be rude and say, you're dumb, you don't know what you're talking about. I'll say, thank you for that. But thank God, I know what 1 Peter 2:24 says. Now, he might look at you like you're crazy, but do you want your healing or not?
Yes.
That's the thing. Do I want to receive what God has for me or not? Or do I continue want to walk in how I've been going? Or do I want the promises to be fulfilled in my life from God? That's the thing. I can live how I'm living right now, or I can believe every word from God. I have the choice, just like you have the choice. All of us have a choice. We can do how we want to do, or we can do what God says that we can do and have what God says we can have. That's just all there is to it. So, for with God, nothing is ever impossible. But you don't understand my situation. Apparently, you don't understand. Y'all know E.V. Hill, remember? His mom, dad left, so it's just his mom and the kids. And he said they would sit down at the dinner, or his mom would tell him, go get all the dishes and everything and set them down at the dinner table so we can eat. And he said, I knew good and well we had no food in our house. When I say no food, I mean this many. Nothing on standby, nothing spare, nothing hidden. This many foods. This many. When I say no food, I mean he's just putting a plate out there and they might eat a piece of cardboard box, he's thinking probably. Or go outside and find some grass or something. You ought to read about him. It's amazing. He said, but Mom, why am I setting the table? We don't have any food. You know how she would answer him? I know, son, I know. But hopefully God will do something because he knows we're hungry. That's how some people answer, though. But you know, God knows. Well, why don't you use your authority, what God gave us? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. So he'd try to talk his mom out of it. She'd be like, set the table so we can eat. How many of us would step out in faith like that right now in our lives? She knew there was absolutely no food in her house. She knew it for a fact. For a fact. If you don't believe me, once again, go read about him. She knew there's absolutely no food in the house. None. None. But yet she's telling her son to set the table so her and the kids, not just them two, the kids could eat.
Amen.
When's the last time we stepped out in faith? When's the last time we started using our faith? And so he had set the table. And, you know, let's be honest. I'd be looking at my mom like, son, we're going to have to do something different. Mom has lost it. She's out in left field again. We're going to have to call a psychiatrist. I mean, I don't know what else. We're going to have to tranquilize her, put her down, something. Amen. So they'd sit down. And he said, all right. They'd sit down and his mom say, all right, bow your heads, let's pray. And once again, who prays over food that they don't have? But faith knows you have food. Because, see, a lot of times we pray based off our senses. What I'm seeing, what this is, what that is. But she prayed based off of faith. That's why a lot of people don't have answers, because they pray based off of their senses, not off of faith. And so they prayed over the food, and he said, obviously it happened more than once, because he said, and I would hear. We'd hear a bunch of noise at the front door. Every time we'd hear noise on the front porch, and his mom would just look up like nothing happened, say, hey, Evie, go outside and see what that is. He'd go out there, and there'd be baskets full of food.
Amen.
There would be baskets full of food. So guess what they'd do? They would eat dinner. When's the last time we stepped out in faith? Because either we believe what God said or we don't. That's the thing. And I'm telling you right now, there's coming a time where you need to know faith.
Yes,
you need to know faith. You need to walk in it and operate in it.
Yes,
amen. Because obviously we see what's going on. We understand it cannot affect us if we don't allow it. I said it cannot affect us if we don't allow it. But also we got to walk in faith. Number one, if nothing else, it's impossible to please God without faith. Every single day, it's impossible to please God. Do you want to be pleasing to God or not?
Yes.
Amen. So, for with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or... See, she had an understanding of impossible, of fulfillment. She had an understanding of impossible, of fulfillment. She understood what that meant. She said, God, you have to back your word. You cannot not back up what you said in the word of God. You can't. It's impossible for you to do that. So a lot of times, whenever we're believing God, we allow the doubt or the thought to go, will it happen? Now, sometimes, look, just because doubt's in your head doesn't mean it's in your heart. Understand that, all right? Don't, if it comes to your head, just tell it to leave. That, I ain't doubting. Hallelujah. I'm believing what God said.
Amen.
Amen. So don't allow the doubt to come to your mind, because once you start meditating on it, then it'll get in your heart. Amen. But, you know, moving on. All right. So, for with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without or a lot of times we don't understand what that says. That's just the thing. We really don't understand that no word, that for with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God. Well, they didn't speak a word over me today. You're once again, you're trying to analyze it and think about it. He's speaking to you every single day. Matter of fact, you know he had you in mind when he wrote a book just for you? Did you know that? He wrote a book, made it just for you. Well, that's not the kind of life I want. Well, that's your choice. I can't make you do it. Amen. But I tell you what, I lived in hell long enough where I was like, I need a change. I'm done with this. Because obviously, how me trying to do it naturally ain't working. I need something different. So, for with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without what? Or impossible of what? Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm going through. No, you don't understand what the Word of God says concerning the situation you're going through.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pull up Mark 11, 23 first. King James is fine. Pull up 22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have what? It also means have the God kind of faith. And once again, we all have the measure of faith. Everybody doesn't have a measure, they have the measure. Because if you had a measure, then you might have a bigger measure than them. But God gave everybody the same exact measure of faith. And he said, now it's up to you to either build it or not. Amen. So, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God or have the God kind of faith. You know, I wrote down, I got it in my room, I have a measure of the kind of faith that created this world. I have a measure of the kind of faith that put this world into existence. Because I have a measure of the God kind of faith. He gave me what he created the world with, the measure of it. And so now I'm able to operate in it using the measure that God gave me. And that same kind of faith created this entire world. Do you understand that? You know you're here because of the faith that he used whenever he spoke it out. And we have that kind of faith. Absolutely. He gave us the measure of that kind of faith. Obviously, we got to build it, but we have a measure of it. Next, please. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever what?
Yes.
Amen. So see, I can believe that or not, because no word is impossible of fulfillment. No word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment. He said, if I say it with my mouth, whatsoever I say, it'll come to pass. And if I don't doubt, it'll come to pass. And no word is impossible. is without power or impossible of fulfillment. No word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment. So then whatsoever I shall say unto this mountain or this situation that looks like a mountain in front of me, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? He'll have whatsoever he says. He'll have whatsoever he says. And the genius thing about this, what I love, is God gave us so many examples of what to say.
Yes. Amen.
But we're choosing the world's way of talking sometimes. Man, I'm just so sick. Man, I can't afford nothing. Well, you know, one day, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get something nice. Well, you're just money-minded. No, I'm God-minded. I'm God-minded. I'm health-minded. I'm victorious-minded. Everything that God said belongs to me, I want it. Plain and simple. If you don't want it, I'll take yours too. That is fine. Look, I'm not trying to be mean. So either we can live how God designed us to live, or we can live how we think where God designed us to live.
Yeah.
We have the choice.
Yes.
We have the choice. Pull up Psalms 91, please. Pull up Luke 1:37 first. Okay. Thank you. You're doing a great job. For with, pull up Amplified, please. You're doing a great job. Be honest with you, it'd be real hard for me to say, hey, pull this up, and then I'd have to run back there and click it, and then I'd run back up here and go, thank you. For with God, nothing is what? I would honestly make a mental note of that, and I'd hang it everywhere I could see it.
Amen.
And no word. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Impossible. Impossible of fulfillment. You can pull up Psalms 91, please, and the King James is fine. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. He that dwelleth in front of his TV all the time. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Well, you're just out there a little far crazy. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I understood this a long time ago, that I could try to figure it out, almost died quite a few times, or I can just live how God said to live and have joy and victory and prosperity and health every single day of my life. I think I'll choose that, because I tried that other way for quite a few years, about 7, 8, 9 years. Did absolutely nothing for me. You know, there was a time where I could barely get out of bed. My back was beat up real bad. I had all those knee surgeries, started having seizures. There was a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, but God. Then I found out, look, Ricky, you obviously ain't figured it out yet, bud, but if you get back into the Word of God, He'll help you.
Amen.
Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of who?
The Almighty.
Amen. Next. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him, or in my bank account, or in my doctor, in my spouse. Who are we trusting? Are we sure? And once again, it's easy to say, yeah, but when the situation pops up, where's my trust at? Where's my faith at? Regardless of what we're going through, we're going to have some hard times in life. Number one, Satan wants to kill you. If you didn't know that, you know now. Amen. But he's a defeated foe. That's the thing. And we have to understand that as well. Next, please. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Surely.
Yes.
Surely. Not surely, but surely. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And from what? Next. Well, I just feel like I'm just being bugged all the time. People always coming against me. Have you read Psalm 91 lately?
Amen.
A lot of times, it's ignorance on our part. Or we're just not using our authority and walking in what the Word of God says. And we go, it's like a pain sometimes. Go, you know, it's just a little pain in my finger. I'll be all right. Instead of commanding it to leave. Look, it's just a little wobble. I'm fine. I can still function every day like this. Instead of taking authority over it and commanding it to be healed. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Yes,
amen.
Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be what?
Afraid.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Why not? Why don't you? Amen. Spirit of God lives on the inside of each and every one of us. So we should know what to do. He'll lead us into victory every single day of our lives. Nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But what? It shall what? And no word is impossible of fulfillment. No word from God is without power. No word from God is without power. No word from God is without power or impossible. Or impossible of fulfillment. Impossible of fulfillment. Amen. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only what? With thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil. Well, I don't know why all this is going on. Well, I'll tell you what Psalms 91 says. It says that there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his what? Charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the otter, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love. Amen. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him maybe sometimes. I will be with him. Where? Amen. Amen. I will what?
Deliver him and honor him.
Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy him and show him what?
My salvation.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Amen. Pull up Luke 1. No, go to 2 Peter first. 2 Peter 2:24. King James is fine. Four. 1 Peter 2:24, sorry. Y'all know what I was talking about. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by what? Ye are healed. See, no word from God is without power or impossible of fulfillment. Y'all remember the story of Brother Jesse, not Jesse Duplantis, but Jerry Savelle, when his daughter was in nursery, she had her fingers rocked over and it cut off like two or three of her fingers. And the nursery worker came in and was like, here's her fingers. Well, actually, she came in with the baby. Y'all know the story because it'd take a minute to say it. But she came in with the baby screaming and everything. Brother Copeland actually got the baby, prayed over the baby, blood stopped and everything. And he was in the bathroom washing up, Jerry Savelle was, and the nursery worker came in and said, hey, I found your baby's fingers, hand them to him. Amen. And so him and his wife went to the doctor. They're like, you know, there's no way we can sew these back on. It ain't going to work. You know, cut them, sliced them off because she rocked over on a rocking chair. There's no way, no fingers or nothing. He's like, well, you just do what you can do, and then my God will do what he needs to do, right? And so he said they went home, and they allowed everybody in their house. He said that me and my wife, we got into the Word of God, and we didn't really allow anybody in our house because we didn't need that doubt to come against us. We're already having to use our faith and believe for this, so I'm not allowing somebody to come in that's going to talk unbelief to us because I'm already facing this. It's a pretty big deal. But in 6 months, whenever they went back, her fingers are still there. The doctor said, my God, they're still there. He goes, no, because that he believed in Buddha. He goes, not your God, my God. That's what Jerry Savelle told him. Amen. So once you get into the Word and find out what the Word of God says concerning your situation or whatever, you have to stay with the Word of God regardless of what anything else looks like. We cannot allow things in the natural to move us off of what we're believing God for. We can't. If I use my faith for something, number one, I need to be certain about it. I need to be certain about it. If I want this kind of vehicle, if I want this house, if I'm believing God for this or if I'm believing God for that, I need to know what it is because I don't need to say, you know, thank you, God, we're believing for this, and then a week later go, I don't know if I really want that. Now you're messing with your faith. You are. Get what you want, understand what you want, then you use your faith for it, and don't back up regardless of what it looks like. Do not back up regardless of what it looks like. Because Evie Hill's mom, I mean, she stood in faith for something that absolutely looked impossible. Because no food in the house, but yet I'm setting plates up. I'm understanding that faith has action to it. So I understand I got to do something. I can't just sit around going, God, please do something. God, you know. God, what's going on? God, are you going to do something? So, amen. So what she spoke the command of faith, she stayed with it and didn't back off from it. But she understood that there's got to be action behind it. So she told him, set the table. But mom, set the table. But mom, we set the table. And that's how you got to be with some people. But I sound crazy. Who cares? Do you want the outcome or not? That's the thing. Do you want your answer or not? Are you more worried about somebody calling you crazy than receiving an answer that you're believing God for? I ain't saying run around town and tell everybody what you're believing for. Because to some people we do sound crazy. Because they don't understand. They don't understand what faith is. They understand what, hey, I need help. Can you help me? Can you do this? Doctor said they're going to die. They're dead. They don't understand what faith will do in situations like that. So do them. Yeah, we do sound crazy, but we understand what faith will do for us every single day of our life if we continue to exercise and use it. That's the thing. Mary, she said, be it unto me. In the King James, she said, be it unto me. She didn't question it. She didn't. I'm really wanting y'all to see this. To really see it, for she said, the angel said, you're going to have a baby. I'm sure the thought went through her mind.
Right.
I ain't had sex. How? How? How is, how?
Right.
I'm sure it went through her mind.
Yes.
It went through my mind. Right. I'm not a girl, I understand that, but you get what I'm saying. Something like that. Because let's be honest, we understand how getting pregnant works, don't we? Do we? So for somebody to come up and say that you're going to get pregnant, but you're not going to use the way that that we know naturally how to do it.
Yes.
That's just, that's impossible. But she said, you know what? Be it unto me. Even as your word has said, be it unto me. According to your word, be it unto me. According to your word. So then when, if sickness tries to attack my body, be it unto me according to what 1 Peter 2:24 says about me. Be it unto me according to what Isaiah 53:4-5 says about me. Be it unto me according to what Matthew 8:17 says about me. See, we got to get the attitude of be it unto me according as what your word says. Not according to what the doctor said. Not according to what the bank account said. Not according to what my mother said.
Amen.
You don't understand the market. You don't understand my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Now let's get over to the message. Amen. That was the message. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's real good because it'll tie into the spirit, man. Amen. Because are we led by the Spirit of God on the inside of us? Or are we led by deals? Are we led? Yeah, deals. Like this is a discount? Oh, that's God telling me I need to go buy that. Are you sure? Just because it's a discount, that's God telling you? That you need to go buy that? No, you wanted to buy it, so you need an excuse for it. And so now you made it up to sound like God said it. Amen. Are we being led by the Spirit of God on the inside of us? Or are we being led by what our bank account says? Or am I being led by how I feel? What am I being led by? Am I being led by the Spirit of God? Or am I being led by, like I said, discounts? A lot of times people are led by discounts or deals or things like that. They'll go in the store and, oh, hallelujah, it's 75% off today. Thank you, Jesus. You wanted me to come in here and use it. And you already know you're in debt. All your credit cards are maxed out.
Oh, come on now.
I'm not. Look, we ain't talking to anybody in here. It's people that didn't show up today. I'm joking. Amen. Are we being led by the easiest way out? How am I being led? There was a time I got in some debt and stuff and was calling around wanting to make some refinances or stuff. And God's like, so you want to use your faith or you want an easy way out? Because you don't use your faith, you're going to end up in the same position you're in right now. Because if you continually being led by an easy way out, then you're continually going to wind up at the same exact spot because, number one, you're not ever exercising your faith in it, and so you're constantly going to be coming back to that same thing. You might get out of debt for a while, but you'll be right back there in no time. Use your faith. Continue. Like I said before, you didn't get in debt overnight. A lot of times we want God to work miraculously. God, I need, want to get out of debt. Thank you, I'm debt free. But a lot of times the reason we got into debt because we wasn't led by the Spirit of God. He'd tell us, you know, I don't think I'd go, you know, spend all that money on clothes today. But it's a deal, God. You telling me. It's a deal. A lot of times, you know, on Facebook Marketplace, that's another place you really got to pay attention to because, you know, we'll see it. Man, that's a good deal. They got that at a discount rate right now. I know that's God telling me I need to buy that right now. Then you buy it and you get it and you go and pick it up because you didn't get a look at it. You just get pictures. And, you know, we take good pictures of junk. But the Spirit of God on the inside of you, you just had that, you know, I don't think I'd buy that. Or you'll get that person that says, you know, look, I already got three people asking me about this. If you want it, I'd buy it right now. That's pressure.
Yeah.
Why am I moving off of pressure? Now I'm making another decision based off of pressure, not the Spirit of God on the inside of me.
Yeah.
Now look, I've bought a few things off the marketplace where I was like, you know what, yeah, I'll buy that. And made quite a few $1,000s off of it. But being led by the Spirit of God, not led by, oh, that's cheap. I bought something that was, oh, that's cheap. I still got that, oh, that's cheap. I still do. Wishing to God every day I see it go, yep, that's why I'm led by the Spirit of God. Ain't making that decision again. And that was another thing. I'll say it. Yeah, I'll talk about me. So there was this one deal I was buying. I was like, that's cheap. I can flip that like nobody's business. You know I can too, God. You know that's a good deal. Got it. Put it on the market to resell it. Still got it. Because I was led by, oh, that's cheap. That's cheap. I can flip that real fast. And then, you know, I wanted to stand in faith on, I thank you, God. I'm believing, you know, got the scripture out, Matthew 8:19. Thank you, God, this thing is sold, 18:19, sorry, where two of you agree. Thank you, God, this is sold for this amount and everything, but I wasn't led when I bought it. So now I'm trying to trump that with faith. Whenever God didn't tell me to get it in the first place, but now I'm wanting to use faith for something where I wasn't led to even get. You can't override the leading of God on the inside of you and then expect to use your faith for something. If you get a chance, I'd go back and listen to that part quite a few times. You can't use faith where the Spirit of God didn't lead you. You really can't. Because that thing I still got. I really do. I wasn't led to buy it. And if we're just being real honest, I knew I shouldn't have bought it. But I knew it was cheap. And I was like, I can flip that. You don't know why? Because about a month or two before that, I bought this other deal and made like $2,000 or $3,000 on. So I was like, oh man, I could probably flip that too.
Amen.
Not being led by the Spirit of God, but being led by price now.
Amen.
So now I can't use faith for that. I really can't. I repented, you know, and I still got it. And thank God that, well, I just still got it right now. That's where we're going to keep it right now. We are. Because Ricky ain't making that decision again. Amen. Because see, I found out it really costs me every single time I make the decision. But I don't have to pay for nothing every time I'm led. Every time. God will always supply it. But when I make the decision to get something, I got to pay for it. I do. Out of my bank account. But the money's always there whenever I'm led by the Spirit of God. Every single time. Amen. If you're led by the Spirit of God, you will have 100% success rate. 100% success rate. If you're led by you, it's 50-50. Good luck and Godspeed. You might. Well, and a lot of times people are like, well, you know, I understand the market. I understand how this stuff works. I understand how this stuff works. Educated themselves to where they know a lot about it. But now they think that they know so much about it, they won't ask the Spirit of God, so they'll start making decisions. They might hit. They might not. But the Spirit of God on the inside of each and every one of us, 100% success rate. 100% success rate. Every single time, you will not fail. If we're constantly, there was this deal, I was about to buy it. I just could not get the go-ahead. I couldn't. And the guy told me, you know, there's some guys looking at it. And it got, he kept lowering the price and stuff. And I was like, you know, I could probably talk him down to this. I could probably get it. I probably could have flipped it. I probably could. But I could not get the go-ahead. And so that other deal I still got at my house. I ain't trying to give it a friend. No. I ain't. And I should have learned my lesson on that deal. And so, and I'm not lying. I prayed about it for about 3 or 4 weeks probably. Well, probably a couple weeks. Well, did you get an answer? Yeah, I did. And I knew not to do it. But I was still like, man, he lowered that price again. God, you sure? Are you sure? Sure.
Amen. Truth right there.
Because, you know, look how much he just took off that bad boy. Yeah, we're saving a lot of money now. Look at this. But am I led to buy it or not? That's the thing. That's the thing we got to fall back on every single time. Do I have the go ahead or do I have the, I don't think I'd do that. That's what we all need to have. We all need to be checking here before we do anything, to be honest with you. Seriously, anything. Because, like I said, if we're led by the Spirit of God, it's 100% success rate. 100%. What else do you know that is that good?
Amen.
A lot of times, we might even, you know, doing something, we might find somebody on YouTube that's been doing this for a while. And so then we'll try to educate ourselves of what we're doing because these people have been doing this. And look, they're making millions right now.
Right.
What does the Spirit of God say do, though? Yeah. Spirit of God say do it or not do it. That's the thing. Because a lot of, you know, brother, I've said it before because Brother Hagin said it, a lot of people educate their head at the expense of their heart. So they think that they know so much now. Look, this guy's making millions. This is how he's doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. I'm going to do it this way. Well, did the Spirit of God say do it that way?
Right.
Just because he's got a success rate doing that, you think it's going to happen for you?
Correct.
Number one, are you in the same demographic area?
Right.
Do you have the same kind of people there?
Come on now.
Is your attitude the same as his? Are you approachable like he is? Did the Spirit of God say, do it this way, this way, and this way? Or did that guy on YouTube say, this is what I did. I did this, 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 and this, and you'll make millions.
Right.
A lot of times it's easier to listen to somebody go, I do this, this, and this, instead of spending time praying and seeking God.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Amen. And so I stayed with it. Well, did you get an answer right away? No, I didn't get an answer right away. But I would not stop until I got the answer. I wouldn't. Because once again, like I said, if I still have that deal at my house, I'm not making the same decision. I'm not. Because I had to spend quite a few $1,000s on it. And so I'm not doing that again. I'm absolutely not doing it again. Because I understand if I'm led by the Spirit of God, it's a 100% success rate. There is nothing else in the world that has a 100% success rate. Nothing else. So I'm going to stick with God and the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of me. That'll let me know. And look, a lot of times, just because it looks good, Spirit of God probably tell you no. It might hurt your feelings. I'd stick with it. You know, I don't know if I'd just go out to eat any this month. I'd save that money. Well, there might be something coming up at the end of the month that you don't even know about. And so now he's trying to help you so that you can put that money away so that whenever something comes up at the end of the month, you can just, here, we ain't got to get a loan or nothing. Here's the money. Spirit of God, 100% success rate. If you got nothing outside of today, remember, if I'm led by the Spirit of God, it's 100% success rate. Amen. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of those? Amen. You and me both. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you we will be doers of the word and not hearers only. And we thank you for your word. We understand it's without power and impossible of fulfillment. So that's going to be the only thing that's stuck in our mouth, Father God. So we thank you for it, praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said. Amen. Don't forget.